Earlier this month, Aaron Belisle became the second North Bay product to make it onto the high-profile NBC series America's Got Talent. Sarah Carson was a top five finisher in the talent show back in 2017 along with her dog Hero. See related, Sarah Carson and Hero are 2017 Newsmakers of the Year. Belisle got four yeses from the judges for his unique non-verbal comedy routine, which will move him into the next round. While Carson is a dog trainer, Belisle is a comedian who owns a therapy dog. Belisle admits his pooch, who was on stage with him during his performance, has nothing on Hero. Her dog jumps through hoops and learns choreography. Mine pooped in the airport, joked Belisle. See related, local America's Got Talent comedian coming to North Bay. The 28-year-old North Bay area native who now lives in Toronto, lives with cerebral palsy and uses a computer-generated voice from his phone to help with his comedy routine. An engineer by day, the former Chippewa and West Ferris alum says he took a stab at comedy just over a year ago and has not stopped since. I just did it for fun, said Belisle in an interview with Bay Today. I went to a charity show and the comics said I was funny and told me to come try it and I did. Turns out, it's fun and I'm good at it. He says the casting department at America's Got Talent got a glimpse of his talents through TikTok. Casting was sent one of my TikToks and they reached out and built an audition tape on my behalf, he said. Fast forward, and they ended up watching me on KILLTONY, and pitched me as a last-minute casting favorite. During his America's Got Talent performance, Belisle made the judges Howie Mandel, Simon Cowell, Sofia Vergara and Heidi Klum laugh while poking fun at himself as well as his French-Canadian heritage. Belisle was flattered when fellow Canadian comedian and judge Howie Mandel stated he should become a comedian full-time. He said that he sees that in my future, and that remains to be seen, said Belisle. I do have a great job right now. We will see how it goes with all the support. As part of the America's Got Talent judging process, Belisle cannot say much about when he will perform next on the show. I don't even know for sure myself, he said. I think what I can say is that there are two more rounds and they are live competitions. The next one runs in August and maybe September and the finals are in September, to my knowledge. However, what we do know is Belisle will continue to do comedy shows including here in North Bay on July 5 at 8 p.m. at Lou Dog's. That show has already sold out and another show is being scheduled for Lou Dog's on July 6. Belisle credits technology for giving him a platform to express himself. He says not only in his comedy routine but in life. Growing up I used an interpreter and everybody learned to sign, said Belisle. That's not feasible as an adult and I need a way to communicate, do my job, etc. Obviously paper and pen was always there but technology is way more efficient and easy. Plus hanging post-it notes at comedy shows wouldn't have the same ring. However, he admits technology has its benefits and its drawbacks when it comes to stand-up comedy. Not having to remember the exact phrasing of my jokes is nice, he said. But I'm not lucky for it as some comics have said. It takes me hours to change a joke. Tickets for the Belisle show, which includes North Bay comedian Andre Raymond, are $20 by reservation. You can call 705-478-5838 to book your seat. See the KILLTONY performance.